As I said in the announcement time, this is also, we'll say, a consecration prayer now for those who have given earlier, maybe through the mail, or brought their 2010 pledge by the office, and those of you as well who have given today. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for our ability, Lord, to give. We know that it is only because of you, because all is yours, and what we have is a gift from you. We thank you, God, for the ministries of this church. We thank you so much and ask you to bless in amazing ways those who support the ministries of this church, Lord, through their time, through their talents, and through their tithe. And so, Lord, as we look forward to 2010, we ask you to empower us, Lord, as a church, to do amazing things in this community and around the world that bring healing to broken people, that help people find salvation in their lives through your Son, Jesus Christ. Dear God, we ask if we have not, those of us who have not turned in our pledge cards yet, that we would seriously consider and pray and think on what we can give joyfully to the ministries of this church in 2010. But for now, God, we ask for your powerful anointing to be upon these pledges. Help them, Lord, fulfill your ministry in this community, in this state, this nation, and the world, God. May they, wherever they go in 2010, may they be empowered by your presence. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Our closing song is number 204, Emmanuel, Emmanuel.
So go from this place with the confidence of knowing that you are a child of God, that you have been made a way, the road has been paved for you to have a relationship with your Maker. May you be that person in other people's lives that God's presence is felt because of you. May you go out this week, and may you bring healing to others because of your presence in their life and God's presence in yours. Shalom to you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.